Well, last week, our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson, broke down the latest news in the WASDE report. But Kim, looking past the WASDE, is there any other news that should concern producers?
Well, I think what we've got to look at as we're going out in the long run is the production around the world. You know, the record world wheat production, the record corn production, the record soybean production. Production is increasing around the world. You've also got the value of the U.S. dollar. It's up in the 90s. You get the news media, if it starts down, that they say, well, things are going to be more expensive. But over the long term, that dollar value is about 80, 82. And when it's up in the 90s, that prohibits and makes our exports more costly. You can look at what's going on in China. China is, you know, they're just kind of like a gray box or a black box. You don't know what's coming out of there. You got the Ukraine. They're implementing some land reform that's going to impact production on down the road. You've got Brazil. They continue to bring acres into production. You got Romania and Pakistan exporting more wheat. And of course, India is changing their wheat marketing system that should improve the quality of that product.
So specifically with wheat, what concerns you with that crop?
Well, I think it's the production, the world production around the world. Let's look at Ukraine and their land reform. They will be allowed to own 100 hectares of land. That's about 247 acres in 2024. That'll go up to 1,000 hectares, which is around 2,470 hectares of land. Farmers here that rent land are afraid to put money into it because they increase their productivity, and then somebody else rents it out from under them. Ukraine's saying if we have farm ownership, these farmers will make this land more productive, and that's what the research says that will happen. You look at the Ukraine there, you go back 10 years, they were producing 579 million bushels of wheat. It's 1.1 billion now. It can even go higher. So I think we need to watch Ukraine and what's going on with wheat production around the world.
You know, shifting to corn, last week you were mentioning there have been some changes in the corn markets with the WASDE report. What's going on? What's driving that change?
Well, I think, again, it's production. And go to Ukraine with this land deal. 10 years ago, they produced 824 million bushels of corn. This year, 1.5 billion bushels. And also look at Brazil, what's going down there with their production. 10 years ago on corn, 3.2 billion bushels, now 4.6 billion. We've got Ukraine, we've got Brazil, we've got Romania, we've got Pakistan, these countries coming in, increasing production, improving their quality of product, and competing in that export market.
Yeah, you know, soybean has been just humming along just great, but has there been any changes at all with soybean?
Well, just the normal changes, again, increased production in Brazil 10 years ago, 3 billion, now 5.3 billion bushels of corn. You got China coming in the bean market, and their demand for beans has increased dramatically. And China, how can you read what's going on in China? I think we can anticipate the increased production, but getting a handle on the demand is going to be difficult.
And finally, cotton. What's going on with cotton? We're, you know, it's going to be fall soon, and so harvest is going to be right around the corner. So what's going on with cotton?
Well, cotton's relatively stable right now. Now, it is a profitable commodity produced, and when you got profit in a commodity, there will be changes because producers around the world, they'll see where the profit is, they'll determine where the profit is, and they will increase the production and take the profit out of it. So cotton's in good position right now. I don't see any changes quickly, but over time, we'll see some changes in cotton.
You always got to keep watching the markets.
That's right.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.